The Torah says at the end of Parashas Nitzavim, Ve'ei nasati lefanecha yom esachayim v'yasato v'yasamoves v'yasara. Torah places two paths in front of us. The path of chayim and tov, of all goodness, of all bracha, and a path that leads to the opposite. What are these two paths? Says the Torah, Asher anochi mitzavcha yom le'avas Hashem elokecha lelechas bidrocha v'lishma mitzvosav v'chukosav v'mishpotav v'chayisa v'raviso v'recha Hashem elokecha b'oretz asher atov v'ashama l'rishta. The path of Chaim and Tov is a path of Torah and mitzvahs. If you observe the mitzvahs properly, if you learn Torah, then you'll have Chaim, v'chayisa, v'ravisa, you'll get all the brachas. But v'myifna levavcha v'lo sishma, says the Torah, if you don't observe the mitzvahs properly, then higalati lochem ayom ki ovo tovedon, then there will be negative consequences. Torah gives us two paths, a path of Torah and mitzvahs, a path of bracha, and a path that leads to the opposite. Concludes the Torah in the next pasuk, Ha'idosi v'chem ayom es ha-shamayim v'es ha-oretz, I bring edim, the shamayim, the oretz. Ha'chayim v'ha-moves nasati lefonecha ha-brocha v'ha-klola, I've placed before you the two paths of chayim and moves. U'v'charta b'chayim l'mantichya ha-tov v'zarecha. You should choose life. U'v'charta b'chayim so that it'll be good for you and for your children. The Torah gives us two paths. One path that leads to fulfillment, to shleimus, to all the brachas of life, and one that leads to the opposite. And the Torah tells us, uvacharta b'chayim, you should choose life. The question is, why does the Torah have to tell us which path to choose? Isn't it obvious that that's the path the Torah wants us to choose? Any person who reads the Torah knows this. The Torah tells us time and time again that we should learn Torah, we should do mitzvahs, we should do the ratzon Hashem. So why does the Torah have to tell us, uvacharta b'chayim? Why does it have to give us the bottom line? It told us that the path of Chaim is the one that we should choose. That's the good path. So isn't it obvious, u'bacharta b'chaim? Imagine a person comes to work in a new company, and the very first day the CEO gathers up the new hires, and he says to them, I want to tell you that if you work hard, if you produce, then you'll be promoted, you'll advance in this company. But if you slacken off and you don't put in the time, then you're not going to last over here. Do you think after making that statement, the CEO has to turn to the new hires and say, I advise you to work hard? Does he have to tell him? Does he have to give them the bottom line? Obviously not. They know that that's the path that they're supposed to choose. They know that that's the right path. So why does the Torah have to say, uvacharta b'chayim? Isn't it obvious that that's the path that we're supposed to choose? The answer is life isn't so simple. The Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh gives a mashal of a person standing at a crossroads with two paths in front of him. And he's advising the travelers which path to go on. Which path should they take? He says, you see this road over here is smooth? You should know it's only that way for a short distance. But then there are thorns, and it gets rocky. This path is Tchilaso Misha, but Sofo Kotzin. It might be smooth in the beginning, but in the end, it's going to be difficult. There are going to be thorns in the road. You see this other road, he says? This road has rocks and it's muddy, it's full of thorns and bushes, but it's only like that in the beginning. It's Tchiloso Kotzim. But then it's Sofo Mishar, then it's going to be smooth sailing. I advise you, says the man, to take this road, the second road, the road that's thorny in the beginning. Because even though it's tough, it's rocky in the beginning, but in the end, it'll be smooth and it'll be pleasant for you. Says the Medrash, that's why the Torah tells us, uvacharta b'chayim. It has to advise us to choose a life of Torah and mitzvahs, to choose a life of ruchnius. Because although we know that such a life is full of meaning and purpose, such a life leads to lasting fulfillment, but it's a challenging life. It takes effort. It's full of sacrifices and setbacks and self-doubt. That's why the Torah tells us, uvacharta b'chayim, to give us encouragement. Because people tend to choose the easier life. They choose the life that's less challenging. Says the Torah, don't make that mistake. Because a life of ruchnius might not be easy, but it's worth it. It's worth all the cuts and bruises. It's worth all the ups and downs. Because in the end, that's the road that leads to shleimus. And that's where you want to be. This Matzei Shabbos, we're going to start to say Slichas. Rosh Hashanah is only a week away. And during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're going to be davening, we're going to add to the Shmona Esrei, Zochreinu L'chayim Melech Chofetz B'chayim. We're going to daven for chayim. We're going to daven for life. What does it mean to have chayim? Of course, on a basic level, chayim means to be healthy. This year we've learned that even life itself isn't a given. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. And we all realize, that there's no guarantee to life itself. We all know of people, we've heard of people who've succumbed to corona. Not just elderly people, or people with compromised medical conditions, but even middle-aged people, people who seem to us to be perfectly healthy, they've also been victims of this terrible pandemic. So it's clear to everyone that life itself isn't a given. But is that what Zachreinu L'chaim means? That we should be alive? We should only have health? Zachreinu L'chaim means much more than that. We daven that we should have a chayim that's infused with meaning. We should have a chayim of Torah and mitzvahs, a chayim that we can be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should have a chayim of purpose. That's really what chayim is about. It's not enough just to be alive. Of course, that's the first step. That's a precondition to being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs. But what is life worth if it's not a chayim of Torah and mitzvahs? The halacha is that a rotzeach b'shogeg, someone who kills accidentally, has to go to the Ir Miklat. He goes to Golos. And the pasuk says, V'nosel achas min ha'orim ha'el v'choy. He has to go to the Ir Miklat so that he'll be able to live. What does that mean, v'choy? On a simple level, it means that he'll escape from the Gol Adam's clutches. The Gol Adam won't be able to get him. He'll be able to live. But the Gemara in Makas and Daf Yud adds another level of interpretation. Tana says, the Gemara, Talmud Shagola Megalin Rabbo Imo Shenema V'choy. If a Talmud goes into Golos, we send the Rebbe into Golos too. Because the Talmud has to live. Dr. Gemara, Ovid Le Midi Tehevi Le Chayusa. We have to do something for the Talmud that's going to enable him to live. Without the Rebbe, he can't live. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam adds, Asei lo kedei sheyichya, do something for the Talmud that will enable him to live. V'chaye balei chochma u'mevaksheha belo Talmud Torah kemisa chashuvin. The life of balei chochma, of those who know the chochmas haTorah, those who are mevakesh the chochmas haTorah, without Talmud Torah is like misa. Someone who's in the know, someone who appreciates the true value of life, realizes that without Torah and mitzvahs, life isn't really worth living. True, it's important to have health, to be alive and to be healthy, to be able to live life in the proper way. But without Torah and mitzvahs, without Ma'asim Tovim, there's no meaning to life. That's what Zachreinu really means. Zachreinu L'chaim means we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a meaningful life. Not only to give us health, but to show us the right derech, to show us the way towards a meaningful chayim. Uvacharta b'chayim, the Torah says, choose a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Choose a meaningful life, and that will lead to all of the brachas that you so want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to appreciate what it means to really be alive. And we should choose such a life. We should choose a life of meaning and purpose. A life of Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. May we all be zocheh to a ksiva v'chasima tova, to a shnas chayim v'shalom.